Hey everyone, it's Rich. Over the last couple of years, I've spoken to many people who push back on the privacy message. They say, why should I care? Well, let's go back a couple of episodes to my interview with Bert Hubert. His advice was simple. Don't focus on the act of staying private. Instead, educate yourself on the downstream consequences of your day-to-day actions. That is what will motivate you to protect your personal data. Still not convinced? In a recent press release by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, due to the rise in online fraud and scams, the FBI is launching a new awareness campaign called Take a Beat. According to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, Americans have lost $1.6 billion, that's with a B, just from January to May of this year. That is nearly $300 million more than from this same time last year. One popular form of fraud is credit card fraud. In fact, according to CruiseHive.com, just this week, four passengers returning from a cruise on the cruise ship MSC Magnifica were arrested in Miami for organized fraud, grand theft, possession of fraudulent identification, and credit card fraud. And while it's unclear how the fraudulent credit card information was obtained, rest assured, there are always ways individuals can better protect themselves against credit card theft. But if as an individual, you're still not concerned about the downstream consequences of how you manage your personal data, businesses are certainly worried. In a recent survey of 2,000 small to medium-sized businesses conducted by KeyBank, their top concern? Payment fraud. And even more frightening, according to CFO Magazine, half of all companies not only don't know how many times they've been targeted by payment fraud attempts, they also don't know how much money that fraud has cost them. In this episode, we talked to Dorota Robel, the Chief R&D Officer at G2A, the world's largest digital entertainment marketplace, a marketplace where you can buy and sell games and virtually any type of digital product. G2A competes with giants like Amazon and GameStop. Dorota attributes the company's ability to attract such a large and loyal customer base to the fact that G2A makes trust and security top priorities. And it's hard to argue with the results. G2A's revenue loss to payment fraud is 10 times lower than the industry average. While it would be great if every company emphasized data security the way G2A does, this interview is a reminder that privacy and personal data protection is really a team effort. You're listening to Privacy Files. This episode is brought to you by Anonymy Labs, makers of MySudo, the world's only all-in-one privacy app, and Sudo Platform, the cloud-based platform companies turn to for seamlessly integrating identity protection solutions into their software. And have you heard about the MySudo web browser extension? Breaking your online data trail just got way easier. To learn more, visit mysudo.com. That's mysudo.com. Dorota, welcome to Privacy Files.
Hello, hi.
Good to have you here. So you're the Chief R&D Officer at G2A, the world's largest digital entertainment marketplace, which is fascinating to me, where you can buy and sell games and pretty much almost any kind of digital product. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what G2A does.
Sure. So G2A.com is, as you said, the world's largest and most trusted marketplace for digital entertainment, where more than 30 million people from 180 countries have purchased over 100 million items already. We've got 250 million visits on G2A.com in 2023, so quite an impressive number. And users can choose from more than 75,000 digital offerings, including games, DLCs, in-game items, as well as non-gaming items such as gift cards, subscriptions, software or e-learning, sold by sellers from all over the world. And G2A.com actually also leads in online security because we provide only with the digital assets, and we've been awarded with the prestigious American CNP Award alongside companies such as Microsoft, Barclays Bank, and First Data.
Wow, very impressive.
And our mission actually is to open the gate to adventure in digital entertainment. And we act, let's say, as an explorer and caregiver at the same time. The G2Way Explorer aims to help you look for the new and exciting opportunities for the entertainment. And the G2Way Caregiver wants to create a safe environment for you to look for and purchase digital items. So we want to basically democratize digital entertainment, make it accessible to everyone in the world, you know, regardless of the age, gender, culture, or status. We want to make sure that the best digital adventures are at your fingertips.
Very good. And you got started originally buying and selling games, but you've expanded over time into other digital products.
Exactly. Basically, you can find everything that is possible to find in a format of code within digital assets, and we provide with instant deliveries.
You're processing large volumes of transactions between individual consumers. And so obviously anytime that takes place, there's always opportunity for fraud. You touched on that a little bit. How challenging is it to make sure that you are eliminating to the best of your ability those fraudulent transactions?
Security was, is, and I think will always be our top priority, because you do not have such a long time to decide if it is fraud or not when you are examining, let's say, individual transactions happening on G2A Marketplace. So we take many steps to ensure that offers you can find on the marketplace are as safe as possible. And the, let's say, from one part, because we are two-sided marketplace, meaning that people are selling on G2A.com and other people are buying on G2A.com. We take many steps to ensure that everything goes safe. And the most critical one is that we are really trying to verify sellers cautiously. The business verification process is a long, really long and careful process of checking whether the person who wants to sell on the marketplace is running a registered business connected to digital trading and is not seated or trading in IML prohibited countries and gathering information about their business. Even our proper documents prepared beforehand, an average user will need about 15-20 minutes to fill in all 48 boxes and attach all the required files. And all boxes are mandatory and need to be filled in before candidates move forward from one section to another. So we have a wide range also of payment methods. And we are constantly audited by those payments providers. And we treat security as a process that includes various elements of technical security. Not only employee awareness, procedures for responding to threats and legal requirements, but also monitoring user transactions to detect fraud. And in here, we are using our internal anti-fraud team, but also we use other tools like SonarQube, like many AI-based tools that are helping us to score transactions and to be sure that we can obtain a good anti-fraud results. And of course, there is no marketplace in the world with no attempt at fraud, especially if you are dealing with digital items. But our comprehensive approach to security allowed us to keep this anti-fraud rate level much lower than the industry average of 2.9%. So we are really proud of it. And the rising of cybercrime is currently on the rise, especially after pandemic. So we also care about educational things that are helping our users to protect themselves from the threats that are happening online.
Let's take a quick break for this message from our sponsor.
All ready to check out?
Yes, I loved the new summer collection.
It's so good, right? Before I ring you up, were you interested in joining our loyalty program for future discounts?
Oh yeah, that sounds awesome. How do I sign up?
Awesome, I can sign you up right now. I just need a few things from you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, first thing I need is your...
Full name.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry, I just need your...
Full name.
Oh, okay, it's Anna Paulus.
Perfect. Next thing I need is your...
Phone number.
Excuse me?
Sorry about that. What's your...
Phone number.
Do you really need that for my account?
I really need your...
Email.
On second thought, I think I'm good on the rewards program. Thanks, though.
You never know what will happen with your personal information. Next time you want to get the discounts and rewards, use a MySudo phone number and email to receive the benefits without compromising your privacy. Download MySudo today and have peace of mind knowing your personal information is secure. To learn more, visit MySudo.com. That's MySudo.com. Stay private.
Yeah, I don't think people realize just how little time you have to assess whether or not a transaction should be flagged, because you said it happens very quickly. Someone presses that button and then all of these calculations are taking place in the background. But you mentioned 2.9% on average, that's an industry average of transactions taking place in the e-commerce space are fraudulent. That's still a pretty significant number.
Yeah, it is. And it is important to stay one step ahead of attackers and fraudsters. So in my opinion, organizations must adopt, let's